Hey, it's David Kay, voice of Beast Wars Megatron and TFA Optimus. You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Sentinel Online, now loading all things Transformers.
This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to all things Transformers.
Hello and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me is TFG1 Mike.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. And as some will probably note, I'm not in my typical recording situation. I'm in my car because we're recording this the next day while I'm at work about the Transformers fan panel roundtable.
Yeah, the Hasbro fan panel that we aren't on. We've been covering Transformers things for almost 20 years. Not really, but...
Almost
15.
I mean, I started on TFW, or TF Wire, in 2007.
Yeah,
and then almost 2006, actually, but that's neither here nor there. Yeah. Anyway, so... I have emailed and reached out to Hasbro, so if anybody can help me get on one of those panels or get included in the press things, because...
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome, because we've been covering Transformers for about 15 years, and also, that's pretty much what our network was founded on, was Transformers.
Yep.
So, if anybody has a leg up, let us know.
Yeah,
I've emailed to no avail.
I'm not sure. So. Who knows? So the questions and the answers, they started with Legacy, the first question, and TFW credited everybody who asked a question, because TFW's shortened version of this is much shorter, but anyway... Will we see Legacy in Generation Selects or Buzzworthy Bumblebee? The answer is Legacy will definitely continue to pop up in Generation Selects like Black Zarek and Lift Ticket. Meanwhile, Buzzworthy is a capsule program for Target using the Legacy branding. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the Buzzworthy Bumblebee stuff at Target, and like they have Blue Streak, they have the Studio Series 86. Cup, just slightly repainted. So, I mean, they have some things in there that aren't in the other kits. However, I prefer the Legacy branding. I just like the look of it. I like how they've packaged it, how the things that are available in it. The Generation Selects, while I do like them, I wish that you could get the figures in retail.
Yeah.
Because that has made it very difficult in some instances where they sell out. Now, granted, I want Lift Ticket, but I honestly don't want to order it. I want to go, and the only reason I want Lift Ticket is because it's a cheaper alternative to getting Trailbreaker, which is probably as close to the old 80s truck that I used to own that I'm ever going to get as a Transformer.
Right.
And it has a topper, which my truck had at one point, and then I figure I can repaint it in the colors of my old truck and then, you know, see where it goes from there. But I don't need Lift Ticket. I would probably pick it up if it was at retail, but I'm not going to go out of my way to order it either. So, but I do love the fact that Legacy is going to continue to pop up for some time in the various sublines that are exclusive to certain areas.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing, and we'll get to this a little bit later. That's the cool thing about this specific panel is I've said it on every episode you and I have talked about this since the end of 2021, where we weren't sure what the hell was going on. Now we know what's going on. Now we know that there was a plan. It just wasn't told to the public yet at the time.
Yeah. Well, and we'll get to this later in this breakdown mm-hmm. as well, that their legacy concept is doing quite well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So continue on with the next question.
Yes, sir. Second question that was asked, with the combiner limbs scattered across waves, doesn't that make it difficult for kids to collect the combiner? The answer they gave was they might look into doing a gift set at some point. Hey, man, if they want to bring back gift sets, sure. I mean, if it's one way for kids to get the whole thing all at once, like, I don't know. I don't mind the whole gotta catch them all, gotta find them all. See, that's the problem, and this is a whole other topic for ToyCast at some point, but the problem with today's toy market is you have both 7-year-olds and 40-year-olds that both think they're kids. Only one is a child. The other one acts like a child, but, like, seriously, like, that's the problem is I don't necessarily think it's stock issues. I think it's
a multitude of contributing factors. Some of it's stock, some of it's factory, some of it's the unloading of the mm-hmm. vehicles, although I find that one to be slimming down very quickly. They're getting stocked up quick. The problem is the exclusives are the ones that are kind of available. They're either A, shelf warming hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of the Buzzworthy or like some of the Cyberverse or some of the Kingdom that's come back out in recent waves that came out in like first wave and then came back out with fourth and fifth wave. Some of it's shelf warming and then some of it's just blowing right out of the water. Like they're not staying in the stores, and it's both because either kids are managing to get it, 40-year-olds are managing to get it, or the good probability is there's a ton of scalpers out there blowing their money on getting them in the store, so they can sell them on eBay for an exorbitant price.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. Which
that's more likely than the 40-year-old collector because...
True.
The 40-year-old collector is in it, like, they're like, yeah, I might pick up two, but most of the time I'm going to pick up one, and I want to have this one. And, you know, the kids are able to pick it up if they want it, but for the most part, it's the scalpers making the stuff disappear.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, take it away with your questions.
So, with recent toys showing yellowing at a rapid pace, are there any concern for figures such as Star Saber with a huge amount of white plastic? And their response was, this is a huge deal to Hasbro, but due to the pandemic, they haven't been able to fully investigate as much as they wanted to. Engineering has been informed, and they are continuing to examine the situation thanks to the help of all the pictures people have been sending in, which... Honestly, it's nice that they're taking that into consideration. They're looking into it genuinely. And I don't know if it comes up later in these questions, but I know that they addressed it to some degree about it was a type of plastic that they were using to harden the plastic more, like to make it more firm and more solid. And whatever they were using in that mix was causing the yellowing. So they've kind of identified it now at this point and are able to kind of think about it in the future. And I guess they put it through UV lighting to make sure that it's not going to yellow. And I guess something with fluorescent lighting
mm-hmm.
or certain kind of lighting triggers it to have that chemical reaction where it changes color. Whereas if it doesn't get a lot of light or if it's like LED, it seems to be a little better.
Yeah.
Like, I have LED lighting in my office. I don't let daylight in because I don't really need it. Plus, it would blind me where I have my desk located. So, I have LED lighting because fluorescent gives me a migraine, which yeah. is difficult when I'm at work because I have fluorescent and natural lighting, and they're fading in and out between the sunlight colors. So, it's damaging to the eyes. I prefer my LEDs at home. But yeah, so it's good that Hasbro's paying attention, and you can tell that they care. Like, but it's nice to hear the product team on here conversing with the fans and taking these questions and taking them to heart, and you can tell that they care. Like, they're fans, but they get paid.
Oh, yeah, I mean, this is what I've said the last few episodes that we've talked about, say, the Transformers Tuesdays or the Fan First Fridays or whatever. When I'm watching,
actually really good for the franchise, and I'm glad that he's where he's at. You can tell he puts a lot of heart and energy into it. And honestly, I would love to pick his brain and to talk to him on all things Transformers if we could ever find a contact info.
Absolutely.
So the next one that came up was, can the Legacy Blitzwing turret turn all the way around like the G1 toy so we can have the jet cockpit in the back? And after checking to see if he couldn't be made into an undesirable poses, the turret can move 360 degrees in both bot mode and alt mode.
That's good, because you never want your bots to have undesirable transformations.
Protrusions in the front of them. Yes. So, take it away. Absolutely.
All right. Unlike classic Transformers toy line universe, which used whichever molds were available, Legacy is all new molds for existing characters. How do you pick which characters are put into the Legacy toy line? They have to go on several things, like the characteristics of the alt mode, the color scheme, budgeting, as well as the designer's wants. On top of that, marketing wants to push Tier A characters such as Optimus, RC, and Bumblebee, and etc. Okay,
which,
cool.
Which I can get that. They want to push Tier A because they know they're going to sell. Like, they're going to sell out for the most part. Although, I've not, like, RC was shelf warming and so was Bumblebee.
Yeah. And
still is to some case. Like, Optimus pretty much, if he's not in Cyberverse, he pretty much sells out. Like, if he's any type of, like, modern G1, War for Cybertron or whatever, you can't find him. Like, he's gone. But I do love the fact that they're revisiting old characters, you know, existing characters, and giving them fresh updates, new molds, something to look forward to, like the recent toy reveal panel. They had Tarantula show up, which looked spectacular. It was like they took him right out of the show. And same thing with J-Axis, who came from the Generation 2 comic.
Right.
And I was, both of those, I was like, okay, they sold me. Like, it's, like, I love the G2 comic. Like, that was, like, my first introduction to Transformers was actually through G.I. Joe.
Right.
Like, I had the G.I. Joe comics, and I got the crossover where they introduced Generation 2 by having G1 Megatron show up and get revamped with the new tank green body, and then it kind of went on from there. But so to me, like, the G2 line, Machine Wars, Beast Wars, those are kind of, like, my generation of Transformers as far as the stuff's concerned. So, like, J-Axis and Tarantulas, and seeing how well they did with Tarantulas only proved that when they get to Inferno and some of these later beasts that are coming out this year, like the Transmetal 2 Megatron, it sounds like we're going to get some, like, actually good robot modes that have previously never been seen. You know, I mean, like, great face sculpting looking at Tarantulas. He looks like they took him right out of the show. Mm-hmm. And that gave me, like, between that and Terrorsaur, it gave me intense confidence that they're going to knock these next two out of the park for Beast Wars and any future things that they come out with. And so knowing that they're doing, like, this being the Legacy line and them having a variety of different Transformers from different generations, although it's heavily influenced by Beast Wars and Generation 2, with some Transformers Prime sprinkled in there, it gives me good confidence that if they ever visit, like, other figures from Beast Wars or Beast Machines, which Beast Machines was atrocious, it could only go up from here.
Yeah.
It gives me confidence anyway that we have a decent team working on this. And even if they're a little bit light on the paint colors, which I can paint myself, if we get the design right, I'm happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they asked, how did you decide on Cybertron Metroplex as a Titan? They said the running theme gimmick of the line are the Energon weapons, which if you've watched, like, pretty much all of them except for Tarantulas, have an Energon weapon.
Yeah.
So, because he's Beast Wars and they're trying to be authentic. Although they did give him his Season 2 transmetal weapon as well as his Season 1, which was kind of nice. And a nice little nod there. And people were like, you know, at least they got the right weapon. You know, unlike Cheetor where he didn't. But anyways, with Metroplex, they said he's a Titan that can mine all that Energon. While this line does sell to collectors, it is made for children in mind, and children love gimmicks. Although the amount of pre-orders for last week's Legacy Toys crushed last year's numbers.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. That tells me that the reveal, like, people knew about half of those that got revealed. They saw the leaks. Like, Tarantulas and J-Axis and Metroplex, nobody had a clue, like nobody had a clue J-Axis was even in the lineup, but,
right.
I mean, they did, but they didn't know, like, what he was going to look like.
Right.
The authenticity that they gave all of them. And then the thing that stole the show with Metroplex, for the Beast Wars fans anyway, is if you look really tiny by his grinder at the end of his weapon, there's poor little Inferno sprayed back with his butt jets completely destroyed and twirling out of control with all of his, you know, ant legs blown off and his mouth open and, you know, but the colors and the detail on there, you can tell they're going to knock Inferno out of the park, and people are looking at it going, I hope they don't retool Waspinator into him. And people are like, well, the only original part of Tarantulas was like a very small section, like the weapon.
Yeah.
And they still made, you know, a difference from Black Arachne to Tarantulas. So I don't know. And he's going to be a Voyager anyway, so he'll be bigger. I'm very excited to see what they do with that. And I think that definitely stole the show from Metroplex. Yeah. But Metroplex is freakishly tall.
Yes.
I saw a comparison with the original that released with the Cybertron line, and he's like almost 2/3 taller.
Yep.
And he's like at least double the height of Cybertron Optimus Prime, which is nice.
Yeah, that's so nice.
So the next question was, with the cost increase over the last few years, will there continue to be a cost increase every year? That might drive a lot of collectors and parents to buy only what they or / their kids want and reduce impulse purchases, which that's kind of my boat. Like, I would get more of the characters. Like, I would love to get an actual Galvatron that I've not mutilated into a Megatron or Generation 2 Megatron that's not a core class.
Right.
I would like to get the one that stands height wise with Optimus Prime. I would like to get Laser Prime. I mean, I'd like to get some more of these leaders, but honestly, like, the old wallet can't afford that, so I have to pick and choose, and for me, Beast Wars wins out.
Yep.
So anyways, their answer was, due to the increased costs of production, raw materials, transit over the last few years, retail prices have risen across the board for all of Hasbro products. Also, cardboard itself has gone up substantially. Deluxe figures will be $24.99 going forward, which is nuts, because when I started getting back into this, they were like $19.99, $20.99, $21.99, $22.99. Yep. Now they're $24.99. So they've gone up $5 in a year.
Yeah, I remember when deluxes were anywhere from $10 to $17.
Well, see, I remember when deluxes, when Beast Wars was out.
Well,
They were between $7.99 and $9.99. And basic figures were between $4.99 and $6.99.
Right. And I'm just talking about like 10 years ago in 2012.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. As high as they went was $17.99.
Yeah. So I asked on Twitter and nobody responded to me. So I went into the Transmissions Discord, the Transmissions podcast. I've chatted with the number one Cybertronian beast, Daryl, and Big C, Charles, from that podcast. And I asked the question of, can someone please remind me what the actual sizes are of the size classes in Transformers toys now? So whatever they're currently doing now, are the, like, in inches is what I wanted. Somebody replied to me that Deluxes are anywhere from 5 to 5.5 inch range. Voyagers are 7 inch in range, and Leaders are 9 inch in range. Now, the reason why I ask this is because
I wanted shorter.
Well, yes, there's that. I mean, you know, but I wanted
the price increases to. It's like that quote about the short guys with a big truck.
So the reason why I asked this question before we recorded this podcast, so I could say this on this podcast, I have, and I haven't actually measured it, I just know what Funko says it is. They call it a jumbo 10-inch figure. I have the jumbo 10-inch Soundwave figure, which was a GameStop exclusive. I paid just over $30 after tax for a 10-inch figure, okay? They want us to pay $24.99 for a deluxe figure, which is 5 to 5.5 inches?
Well, you got to also consider the engineering and the fact that they transform.
Absolutely. No, I understand
which,
that.
Which I get that. But looking at the reaction figures, the Super 7, the reaction.
Let's not go there. I will go into a rage. Don't. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, those are insanely stupidly priced. I will never buy one. They don't transform. They look like a plastic brick. And like, I would sooner buy a Funko Pop than I would a reaction.
So. Figure.
Because at least a Funko would be fun compared to it, and I would get like 10 times the amount of plastic.
Yeah.
Compared to those stupid reaction figures, where a Transformer, like I don't care, like the red figures, I'm like, okay, they're decently sized. They're still about like anywhere from like 6 to 10 inches, and they don't transform, but they come with extra stuff. Yeah. So like those, I'm like. If the right figure came along, I would probably splurge and get it. But I haven't seen the right figure come along yet. I've been very tempted for some of them, but I've not picked up.
Yeah, I mean, like, right now, like we mentioned a while ago, I actually have it saved in my Amazon now, but the Jada Toys Transformers 18-pack, the die-cast. This is die-cast. This is 18 minifigures that are die-cast. On Amazon is just after whatever shipping, it's just under $40 for 18 die-cast figurines. Yes, they don't transform, but I mean that's.
But if you're
that's,
just wanting the representation though of the
right,
figures,
no, yeah,
you can't drop on the floor and shatter.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, I understand the whole. Tooling and the whole bits about the engineering and the fact that deluxes and Voyagers and Leaders and Titans and Commander class and whatever other things you want to call them, I understand that they are all have multiple facets to go into it, but that price for a 5 to 5.5 inch figure.
Well, like, and so we're dealing with, I mean, we have core figures, which are going to be $12.99 now.
Mm-hmm.
So they've doubled in price from their original basic design.
Yeah.
The deluxes, let's just say that they were like $11.99 just for sake of it. So they've doubled in price.
Yeah.
I mean, and granted, I'm talking like 20 years ago. Yeah. But there's also a size difference because if I put a modern deluxe next to one from the 90s, like my Cheetor from the 90s is almost the size of a Voyager now.
Mm-hmm.
And my basic Iguanus from the 90s
right.
is taller by a head than Core Rat Trap. And has, you know, and so, like, I mean, there's a difference in some of these, you know, like the Voyagers, they're about a head shorter than the Voyager, than the old Voyagers, which somehow that name didn't change, besides Deluxe. And then, or they were Megas. They were Megas back then. And then the Leader class, which are $52 to $56.99 now instead of $49.99, which they were like a year ago, those were ultras and they were $20. And there was no, like, Supreme class was $50, which is basically our Commander class now.
Yep.
Which is like 90. And then they didn't have Titan back then.
Yeah, I mean,
they did for G1 technically, but yeah, I mean, and the Titan class or Commander, I'll never buy any of them because I can't afford them. Like, once they hit past Leader, I'm like, I gotta write them off.
The only Commander class figure I would ever want is Rodimus, and
yeah, but like, that's your favorite, so that
yeah,
goes
beyond. Yeah.
That, yeah. Like, yeah, if there's one that goes beyond, like, I was talking about this on AllSpark, and I know it's kind of going off tangent on the pricing mm-hmm. thing, but if they ever came off with, and TFW is doing this on their forum, but if they ever came out with a playset of Beast Wars, you know, I mean, I know the 3D printers are doing it and everything, and I know that they're, you're paying for it. It's because it's right. One guy, you know, it's not a bulk thing, so... And I'm not saying Hasbro won't do the same thing if they did it, but just for the sake of it, they're mm-hmm. talking about the fact that Hasbro puts little cookie cutter, you know, ideas in their poster art for things. So like when they had the Ark, they had like, you know, Galvatron and they had Waspinator and, you know, things show up in the art. And then they came out with them, you know, or like the Ark showed up in somebody else's art and they came out with an Ark that transforms. And now they've got the Nemesis that shows up in Metroplex's
mm-hmm.
art, as well as Inferno. We know they're making an Inferno, but Nemesis is probably next year's Titan.
Probably,
and,
yeah.
And they're talking about the fact that they may eventually do an Axelon and a Darkseid. And people are, like, speculating on, you know, if they make them into a beast or a robot or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, call one Sentinel and the other one, you know, something else. But or if they should not do that and just make the interior of the bases, like, you know, the bridge of both ships, you know, and mm-hmm. then have, you know, the CR tank and the restoration chamber and the, you know, the stasis pods. Like, I would love for an official stasis pod to come out.
Yeah.
At retail, you know,
yeah.
Or yeah. a Generation Select thing. You know, I mean, these are ideas that, you know, if you're talking kids love gimmicks like they are with Metroplex.
Yeah,
these are gimmicks I wanted 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, I was dying for them. I was like, okay, Ninja Turtles has the sewer system and the Technodrome. Batman had the various vehicles as well as
Batcave.
Having the Batcave. Yep. Why doesn't Transformers with robots, you know, which most of them were made in various sizes or some were smaller, why didn't they have a base? You know, Star Trek had the Enterprise, had the transporter room, had, you know, engineering. Why, you know, again, these are like things that went through my head as a kid. I'm like, I had all these other sets. You know, I had G.I. Joe headquarters. Why doesn't Transformers have their own?
And I think the reason is because, and I could be completely wrong, and I'm just going off of what I know in the last 42 years of my life, Transformers... They never really advertised any bases. They never really made any bases because the bots could transform from robot to vehicle to get to and from places, and they wanted you to use your own imagination. I could be possibly very wrong in saying this, but let's face it, all of the 80s toys, 90s toys, and whatever, they were to increase our imaginations.
Yeah, and I'm totally for that. However, when I was a kid, I had to build my base and my stasis pods out of Legos.
Yeah, which I'm not saying that they shouldn't ugly. Do it. I would love
like,
for them to do it.
They looked terribly ugly, and the guys couldn't, you know, I mean, they were, like, oversized because they didn't have enough Legos to build a wall. And so, like, my kids, like, I've built them a Lego stasis pod, which is infinitely better than what I had as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've built them a... you know, a base, you know, I've helped my son build a base out of cardboard. And so like, even at my mom's, like the rescue bots have their own base that you can buy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a little confused. Like I can see that going all out in it, but I would love to see them put some effort towards it or, you know, like cause Star Wars did it. I mean, and it's not for everybody. It's not.
No.
But if you put it as like a Generation Select thing where it's like a pre-order on you know, on Amazon, Hasbro Pulse, on BBTS, you know, these places, I'm fairly positive that if they said, all right, we're going to have a Generation Select stasis pod, and it's going to fit up to a Voyager class figure. Yeah. I guarantee you, most of us would order at least one.
Oh, yeah,
some
absolutely.
Of us would order like 10, but not me. I would order one. I would be perfectly happy for one.
I mean, for your collecting, for your fandom that you love, you would order two because you would want a Axelon and a Darkseid. If they made those two,
well, yeah,
as,
they came out with the bases, yeah, I would, depending on cost, mm-hmm, I would definitely order, like, because if it was like half the bridge, it would be sufficient. Like, you mm-hmm don't need the whole thing. I would just, you know, enough to have, you know, a couple of the floating things in the pred bays, the restoration chamber and Megatron's chair, you know, with a display for Waspinator to get zapped by Starscream, or, you know, and then on the maximal side, maybe like two of the computer terminals, the elevator, the table, and the CR chamber, you know, just something simple, you know, I could live with that. And then like a stasis pod, like those, I would definitely like go for. Like, I may not buy the bridges, like, depending on how much they cost, but if you could buy, like, elements of them and kind of piece it together yourself, you know, because if you want all five terminals in the maximal base, you can do it. Mm-hmm. But I would love a stasis pod. I would love the, you know, the center table with the chairs for the maximal base, you know, Megatron's chair. And I know you can get them 3D printed, but it's still not the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just being able to go out to the store and get it. Like,
yeah,
or get it out, or order it through Hasbro and have it sent to your house, already assembled, already ready. Like, it's ready for your display, and it's, you know, but I don't see them doing it because they have so many 3D printer people, and it's, you know, it's a cost thing. So, but yeah, I don't know. Like, I just, for gimmicks, like, I'd love to see some of these things kind of take fruit with the fandom.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to skip the Netflix versus Siege Soundwave because people have heard that question already.
And honestly, it doesn't matter. Like, I get it. It's because it's an exclusivity thing.
Yeah. So with the pandemic, it seemed that most store exclusives in the Earthrise line were impossible to find. Coneheads, Ironhide, Ratchet, Prowl, Bumblebee, etc. were all sold out everywhere. The answer.
Yeah, I didn't see any of those.
Nope, me either.
I was looking too because I wanted Ironhide.
Stores have gone through some effort to prevent bots from ordering up all of the exclusives in the past 2 years. So hopefully that will improve things in the future. Okay, as much as we are praising Hasbro, I'm sorry, that's a standard.
That's a cop-out answer.
Yeah, that's a cop-out answer.
That's a PR answer to say, we're working on it, but yeah, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely scalpers because the prices were going for 2 to 4 times the amount that it would cost in the store.
Oh, yeah. So, absolutely. All right. Take it away, sir.
So, with open boxes without plastic, won't the damaged bots with missing heads create more waste? Answer. Only smaller sized toys will have open boxes, as the toys with open boxes are shown to be more attractive to kids than a render photo on the box. The larger toys will have full art boxes to protect their toys. In other words, if it's more than $35, it's going to be completely caged in a box.
Yep.
If it's a basic figure, like a core figure, it's going to be enclosed in plastic. If it's a deluxe or a Voyager, expect it to be in an open box case. And I have actually seen a bulkhead missing a head.
Yep, we have. Yep.
And I was like, you know, I mean, and I've seen, like I needed a Kingdom Megatron head like no other recently.
Yep.
And I've been looking for, you know, a decent price because I was just going to buy a Megatron if I needed to, but I really didn't want the figure again. It's not a big, like, I saw one with a busted open plastic, and I was like, oh, it'd be so easy to pop that head right here.
Mm-hmm.
Because all you have to do is you stick a blunt instrument behind his head and you can wiggle it and it separates the head because there's no screw on the head. Which was odd because Galvatron had a screw to hold his head together. Megatron did not. And, right. But I did the proper thing. I found somebody with a junker and I bought it. And I felt so much better about it. But like, I couldn't bring myself to steal. Like, it's just
it creates more of these
money issues with the cost going up because you have some idiot that's like, I'm gonna pop the heads and charge $20 for the head. It's like, no, buy the figure, and if you want to part it apart, you know, and sell it for insane prices for all of it, you know, just buy the whole figure and cut, you know, take them apart and sell each part individually, and then you'll make way more than what you bought it for.
That's right. Number eight, folks, thou shalt not steal.
Exactly. Like, I have some freaking decency. Like, I don't understand people.
Me either.
Like, yeah, I mean, I wanted to save money on the figure, but I didn't, you know, I wasn't going to steal it either. Like, exactly. I found a really good deal. Somebody paid, I paid $12 for it, shipped, and I was ecstatic that it showed up at my house. And I didn't have the rest of the figure wasting space like I do that Skywarp. Will Combiner Wars limbs work with legacy combiners? Answer, the connectors are similar but different. The new connectors have an extra locking tab that holds them into place. While you could put the Combiner Wars limbs into the legs, they wouldn't be as secure, and the arms would definitely fall out of the shoulder.
Which, okay, really quickly.
They did change the sizing. Like, even the pegs where their hands hold onto things are different sizes in War for Cybertron and Legacy versus Combiner Wars, because I attempted to use some Transformers Prime and some Combiner Wars stuff in collaboration with my Kingdom Galvatron, and things just were not meshing very well at all, and I had to do some creative modifications.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, they're going to change things.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I don't know, and I'm not insulting the person or persons or website that asked this question. It's a good question. My thing is, and I'm sure Hasbro's thing would be, is why do you want an 8-year-old toy to fit in the current?
Well, not only like, that, but they're like, going for a totally different aesthetic.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Combiner Wars had, for better or worse, different aesthetics. And there were certain aspects of it, like in Combiner Wars and Titans Return and Power of the Primes, certain gimmicks that they all had that, yes, some were desirable and others were not. Like, I managed to get a Legends, which is core, class Shockwave, which transforms into the gun, which actually looks perfect for my custom Dawn of Future Past Megatron. And I was able to take that Combiner Wars figure and make it work. And it fits the size, like the gun, everything. Like, everything's perfect with it. But if you're doing a combiner, you're not doing it to be cheap.
Yeah.
You're doing it to complete it. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, combiner is not cheap at all.
No.
So if you're getting a combiner, just do it right.
Yeah, exactly.
So, will there be weapon accessory packs in the future, especially for already released figures that don't have their iconic weapons? And they said nothing has currently been announced for that, but anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, no.
Yeah, no. The next two questions that I have are basically simple answer questions. We don't have to discuss too much into these, but any chance of an art book of the design work that has been shown off on Instagram? Not something that they had looked into, but not something they had thought of, but they like the idea of. And will we see the Takara Armada Optimus again? We will look into it. And then the bigger question in this part of the section is, what was the inspiration for Jahaxxus? Mark worked on Thrilling 30 figure and wanted to make a more faithful rendition. Mark loves the character and even bought some of the many, many gallon artwork. Now that Jahaxxus has been made, expect to see Machine Wars in the future, as Mark brings it up in all the meetings. Ha-ha! There you go, folks. Machine Wars matters.
Yeah, and what's funny is Machine Wars started as a KB Toys exclusive, which was rejected Generation 2. And European Generation 2 Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very thrilled about that because I liked Machine Wars, but I also grew up on, you know, the G2, the Beast Wars, and Machine Wars era. And so those three to me are like very important. Like, I would love to see a Machine Wars cartoon and comic because they could play with the mythos and do anything they want with it and have it totally separated from Generation One.
Yep.
I would love to see that. Nothing like no other. And so I'm very excited about Machine Wars being in the fold.
Absolutely. Next up.
Next up is, does Metroplex have any interplay with the old lines? It does have a 5mm and 3mm port for weapons and blast effects, but it doesn't have new Minicon ports or cyber keys. It can connect in city mode to Omega Supreme.
That is cool.
Which is cool. And then it says, was Metroplex's partner Drillbit ever considered? Drillbit was in the initial plans, but was cut early on for budget reasons. He could make a good core class figure later on, though.
Very cool, very cool. With the delay of the Rise of the Beasts, did that affect your toy release plans at all? Now, this is a question I would have asked them first thing, because, and I know it's the way that these are ordered and whatever else, but, like, that would have been the one question I would have come up with. No, the Legacy line will continue as a plan, as planned, and as the Studio Series line that was slated for the following year will now come out at the same time as the film. So, okay, good. I'm not. I never said that Hasbro never had a plan. We just didn't know about the plan.
Yeah,
so I'm glad.
Yeah, it's all the part of the plan.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad that, you know, we are learning what this plan is and what they are going to be doing. It's very, very cool. As much as we do enjoy these virtual roundtables and fan-first whatevers, will you be returning to in-person events? Hasbro is looking into returning to in-person events, but don't expect anything until at least the fall. As Devastator outside my window decides to go dumpster diving.
I thought it was Grimlock jumping on Devastator.
That, yeah. Or kicking Unicron's butt.
Yeah. Anyways, with the Energon weapons combining, why is there no mention of it in the packaging? And then they said, not enough space to write it in 5 languages. And same almost kind of plays into this too. Will the bios get more detail in the future? Probably not, as they need to be translated into 27 languages and that costs a lot of money, which explains why the tech specs disappeared a long time ago.
True, very, very true.
Which I'm very sad about the loss of tech specs, but honestly, yeah. I would love to see it go to their website.
Yeah, I mean that. Okay,
like,
so
like,
I know
okay,
we
they
live
don't
in
have
a...
the room and they can't afford it on the box, and I get it. Like, but I mean, I guess this kind of plays into a lot of money thing still. But
right, but here's the thing:
if you're not printing it, it might be cheaper.
Yeah, so they have this new QR code. Like, we live in an online world now, folks. We live in a QR code world. So yep. My thinking would be, if you're gonna have a QR code on boxes, maybe that's something that the parents of the kids can scan on their phone, pull up whatever, insert whatever Hasbro website here, and maybe that has something on it for the kids for tech specs or something. I don't know. I mean, if it's going to be on the box anyway.
Yeah, I just I miss tech specs, but
we all miss them. But I understand
they aren't needed, so I get it.
Yeah. Will we see the weaponizers again? They went into a portal and disappeared. They might reappear one day. No, leave them in that unknown portal, please. No more weaponizers.
Yeah. They didn't, as far as I could tell, they didn't really sell that great anyway.
True. Will there be more Shattered Glass mini comics? There are 5 parts of the comic, and Ultra Magnus will have the next part. Also, that skull head was designed in the original mold by John Warren years ago.
Nice.
Cool.
I'm excited about this next section.
Yes.
Yes. Will we get Transmetals in the future? Because the original thoughts were no. And I was, when I saw the news, I was like, oh, you're killing me, people. You're killing me. I'm like, you know, because they said that they talk a lot about Transmetals. They constantly talk about stuff like that. The vac metal is getting harder and harder to do. So finding the right process to give the toys the right look, you know, is a good chunk of it. But, you know, they might not be vacuum metal due to the flaking issues. And I'm taking some of this from TFU because they kind of mentioned it on their feed on Twitter. And, you know, it says that they're definitely talking preferences for transmetals right now. And the general consensus on the call is that we'd be fine without back metal for transformers, for new transmetals. Like, that's the general fan consensus, is like, dump the back metal, just give us metallic shiny paint.
Yeah.
That doesn't flake off. Like, I use metallic paints when I paint my robots, and honestly, I've painted like the gold on my transmetal Megatron that I have, which it's a brick. It's painted it because it's an original Megatron that's got the plastic syndrome issue, mm-hmm. where he shatters when you touch the brown. So I repainted the entire figure with metallic paints, like silver metallic to cover up the grays and the gold metallic to cover up the kind of beige-ish gold-ish mm-hmm. color that they had on it. And honestly, like, the shiny paints look spectacular on the figure. So I would be perfectly fine with seeing them replace, you know, the back metal with metallic paints, you know, because as long as they can get the mold correct and get it like a similar look style, as long as they don't go bland, mm-hmm. like they did with Power of the Primes, Optimus Primal or Optimal Optimus,
mm-hmm.
because while I enjoy the fact that they revisited him, they gave him a better head sculpt than the original toy. They gave him some ankle tilts. They gave him a couple of new features. You know, the cannons could be removed, although I would have preferred they retracted. And I love the fact that you could kind of pop Primal out of there and have two figures in one. But the paint colors were so bland and dull on it because it didn't have a metallic paint. Like, you can do without back metal if you do metallic paint. And I felt that that was the only weakness to that figure, which, when I was looking to reobtain an Optimal Optimus, it was like, do I get the original? Do I get the Trans Art? Or do I get the Power of the Primes? And the Power of the Primes, for the completeness of the figure, I could have got the most cheapest. However, he was missing the fourth mode. Like, you couldn't do the tank mode. And you would have mm-hmm. had to buy an upgrade kit for, like, almost as much as the figure. And then you need Repro labels, like Toy Hacks labels, to give him the correct colorations in a lot of areas because they skimped on paint. And right. then it added metallic paint to areas by using the stickers. And so I was like, I really want to get that one. And so I went with an original Optimal, which I found near complete, missing like two bullets and his gun, mm-hmm. which I had for a time. And then I sold it for more than what I bought it for, and then I was able to get the Trans Art, which is like pristine, and it does everything that the show did and looks exactly like the show. So for me, like, my preference, like, yes, I do love the back metal, but I understand that it flakes and I really don't want to pay a lot for a figure that's going to self-destruct.
Exactly.
So if they put metallic paints on it, I feel like it would be a nice compromise to give it that shine and that difference, but allow it to be still a trans metal and a new product.
Right. Absolutely, yeah.
So, the other question was, is Tarantulas a remold of Black Arachnia? And people were, like, losing their mind over this one. And it's like he's a male. It's like Black Arachnia is female. Like, and they have definite differences in body appearance. Like, it's not a remold there, guys. Like, everything was totally different. And so they said the only the gun is reused. The rest is all new.
Who did the artwork for BotBots? Chris Hicks did a lot of it. The Netflix series peaked at number 9 on Netflix. So they have a top 10 show. Yay.
Nice.
because I am sorry. I will cut this part out in the editing, but Tarantulas, Black Arachnia, Transantulas, Transarant. No.
Anyway.
Next.
Does the Combiner Wars limb or Combiner limbs splitting in half make them easier to repurpose? For example, Dragstip to Mirage. And an interesting idea, but the way the molds are, they are too intricate and not done by halves, so no. And then, any chance of an Energon Optimus Prime retool of Motormaster? They are working on a retool for Motormaster, but no details for now. In other words, we're working on something awesome. We're not going to tell you what it is.
Exactly. And then there was some other miscellaneous information discussed. Metroplex excavator tool ratchets when spinning and it doesn't open up. It does disconnect from the crane, though. Metroplex's head has a wielding mask on the back side of it. Toy sizes affects what goes into each wave as well. For example, if one wave has a bulky deluxe, then it will have a smaller one too. Nice. Mark worked on BotBots and encouraged us to get the Series 6 toys, especially the awesome pizza race car. I have to say, and I know you don't want to watch past the first episode, but that race, the quote-unquote soapbox race episode was so freaking cool. Menasar has molded detail for his blasters underneath his forearms.
Lots to digest in this, you know, episode and this content. There's so much positive, like, going around. Like, every time they do something like this, I feel excited for being a Transformers fan.
Absolutely. I mean,
even though I'm not on the panel, I feel included because people are asking questions I would ask about certain things.
Exactly. And even though I am not really buying Transformers figures right now, I shared from the Transformers page to our All Things Transformers page and other pages that I manage on Facebook, like the reveals and the pictures of the reveals, those background, you know what I'm talking about, the backgrounded pictures that they show. Like, anytime that happens, I'm like, ooh, even though I'll probably never buy it, I love seeing this. This is amazing. So yeah, no, absolutely, Hasbro, keep doing what you're doing and giving us the awesome.
Oh yeah, totally. So yeah, I mean, that about concludes everything that we've got in this episode. I hope in the future that we can get it included and then I can ask them about Beast Machine's Megatron and his cloak. or an official Dawn of Future Past line. Because as they've shown in the past, exclusives mean nothing from BotCon. Because they're re-releasing a lot of them in the new molds. Yeah. Like Sandstorm, you know, the Scorponok repaint, and some of these other ones. They're re-releasing, like, repaints of things they made at BotCon as just regular old characters. So I would love to see the Dawn of Future Past Beast Wars cast get released with their bodies, like, updated versions of them from the comic. And most notably, the one I'm doing a custom on, just so I can have both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not self-serving at all in that quest. Because I want the Megatron without the armor. I could buy the Scattershot, the Cybertron Scattershot, for under, I think I can get it for 30, like $20. And I could easily repaint that, and I have the original Beast Wars Megatron head that I could pop on there. And it would fit the mold. And so I've toyed with the idea, but I'm like, I don't really care enough, you know, to do that. I prefer the one without the armor anyway. But it would be kind of funny too, because the other one goes for like $3,000 or $4,000 on eBay, and you know, mine would not, but it would go for much less because people would want it. Anyways. Yeah. So I'm very excited about all this news, especially the Transmetals and the Machine Wars information that was dropped in this one. Yep. I love how transparent they're being. I can't wait for more of the reveals that come, you know, like Inferno and Transmetal 2 Megatron, and seeing what else they sneak in these next lineups, because I know some of them are package repacks of original figures with a new box, and kind of like Hot Rod and Galvatron. But I'm excited to see what they do with some of the figures we haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
And some of the ones that they may sneak in there, just to see the details that we're going to get. So I'm very excited and looking forward to it, and more news. And hopefully in the future we can join them on these fan calls.
Absolutely, that would be awesome. Because I know at least three people that are on the calls.
So do I.
So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, some of them were like, "How come you guys aren't on it?" And I says, "Hasbro doesn't talk to us."
Apparently, we said something or did something.
Well, no, I mean, they used to talk to us when we did Transformers Prime and Rescue Bots when those came out, because they're the ones that reached out about us interviewing people.
Yeah.
So, neither here nor there. We'll continue to soldier on, and I would just love to have their to be included in the conversation. But anyhow, thank you all for joining us here on All Things Transformers. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show, there are several ways to do so. But one of the main ones is visit us on the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can listen to and comment on all of your favorite content. You can follow us on Twitter at AllThingsTFV3 and myself at SCP21.
I am at TF2andMike.
So for now, I've been Steve Megatron with
TF2andMike.
Saying transform and transcend, and join us again next time on All Things Transformers.
What's going on around here?
I wish to speak to my lawyer.